Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
阅读、科技、旅行，生活可以很大。对话设计、学习、思考不嫌太多。这里是 iTunes 获奖播客《狗熊有话说》，一听就停不下来的哦。
Hello， 你好，欢迎收听独立知识型脱口秀《狗熊有话说》（Bear Talk）， 我是大狗熊。我在最近的一期自己的 YouTube 视频上呢，发布了如何能够保持一个高效率的日常产出的一个技巧。那么也受到了很多国外的朋友的评价和关注。那么这个话题呢，也是狗熊有话说的这个播客经常会涉及到，而且也很受大家欢迎的一个话题，就是如何能够保持高效率。那么大家知道我有一个全职的工作，然后呢我还有兼职的每周和4到5个设计学生进行一对一的辅导，然后呢我还做 YouTube 视频，也做播客啊，同样也是坚持每周发布的这样的频率。另外每年呢，我能够保持阅读50本书也写了2本书另外有一个5岁的小孩要照顾，然后呢还要做各种家务啊，然后打扫卫生呀，做饭什么的，买菜什么的，那么很多很多的事情。那么这些事情是如何 fit 的呢？有一些常规的一些技巧，但近期呢我发现很重要的一点其实都跟早晨有关。所以近期我提炼出了自己适应在自己的这个国外发展职业和想做自己想做的事情的几条经验，我把它合并成了一个这个能够在早上进行系统的这个操作的这样的一个技巧。那么在这期节目里面分享一下这个技巧里面这一套技巧，其实有3个步骤都是在早上去做的。那么第一呢，就是你不用刻意的去改变你的睡眠习惯或者是目前的睡眠模式，说什么我一定要早起，一定要加入5点俱乐部啊，然后或者6点起来这个读书背单词运动什么的。我没有要求你这样，你还是可以维持你现在的状态。7点起床也可以，6点半也可以。唯一要做的一点呢，就是观察一下你目前有没有这种情况，就是醒过来的第一件事是看手机。看手机的第一件事呢，是刷新朋友圈、微博、微信，甚至是抖音和其他的所有的这些可以更新的平台，直到他们都已经刷干了，没有什么可以更新的了，你才开始起床做今天要做的事情。如果你也有这样的情况的话，那么我要说你并不孤独啊，很多人都这样，我之前也这样。那么我现在偶尔也会每天醒过来第一件事是刷手机。那么这件事儿呢，其实对我们影响很大，它会让我们的这个焦虑感增加，让我们最重要的让我们的时间不知不觉就流逝掉了。 这个三四十分钟甚至一个小时宝贵的早晨的时间就浪费在了这样不经意的这个事情上。那么很多关注自己的这个健康还有这个效率还有各方面的这些博主呢都有更新过，共同的一点就是他们都有意的去克制早上不要去看手机。我作为产品设计师，作为这个数字产品设计师呢，还有一个重要的 tip 要和你分享。因为我们所有在使用的这些软件都是由收入最高的、教育程度最高的、资源占有最多的一群人进行设计开发的，他们的目的就是让你尽量多的使用他们的产品。这群人是什么人呢？月薪五万的这样的程序员、开发者、设计师和产品经理，然后他们有博士、有硕士、有国外的资源，那么也有这个什么人工智能呀等等这些，就所以你在屏幕上看见的所有的这些东西，其实都是经过精心的设计，在人的心理上很难抵御的一些诱惑，那么可以通过这个一些设计和一些这个交互的细节得到放大。比如说举个简单的例子，为什么微信一直没有关闭这个朋友圈的红点可以关闭着这个功能，那都是有原因的。我在这里呢不打算深入，只是想说你作为一个普通用户、普通人的话，是很难和这样的一群人去匹配的。你的所谓注意力和定力是不足以去支撑这个较量的。所以要赢这场较量很简单，不要去打就好了。所以想办法在前一天晚上睡觉前把手机放在一个你摸不到的地方，另外一个房间，或者是很不方便去取的地方，然后第二天早上醒过来第一件事儿不要去看手机。那么这个就自然过渡到第二个问题，那么不去看手机这个时间用来干嘛呢？这个时间呢，我建议第一个每天起来的第一小时，就是当你清醒过来的第一小时，投资给自己。那么有的人呢可能会醒过来第一件事儿开始我昨天的工作没做完，先去做工作，或者呢我用来去这个刷手机什么的，先不说了啊。那么我指的这个第一个小时，就是你真正清醒了以后，这个小时的时间是非常非常宝贵的。那么这个小时的时间呢，用来投入做自己重要但是不紧急的那些事情，比如说学习，学习你自己这个专业，目前你虽然没有在工作中直接去用到，但是对之后你的这个职业发展非常重要的一些技能，那么就值得用这一小时的时间去投入。或者你觉得自己近期的健康状况需要去提升了，那么在清晨这第一个小时的时间花点时间去运动也可以，或者呢就是把它用来提升自己的这个心理上方面的健康，你可以用它来安静的阅读或者是冥想啊，这些时间都是可以去用来投入给自己的，就是不要一来就去做你在做的工作啊，你的寿命可能比你工作的这家公司的寿命要长得多得多啊，要考虑一下自己。这个呢是第二个 tip。第三个贴士呢就是当你这个投入做自己的事情的时候，那么有哪些可以做？我自己现在呢是在用早晨的第一个小时，或者说刚醒来的这个时间呢，用来写东西。写什么呢？用来整理自己的思路，用来收集自己平时在过程中在工作中想到的一些点子，或者呢是用来创作。那么我在写的内容主要是以英文的平台为主，那么这也是我为什么把这个时间投入到写东西的一个原因。因为我现在在一个国外的一个职业环境中工作，那么作为一个非母语英语的人士呢，那么在这样的一个环境中呢，我需要去锻炼自己的写作能力，那么同时呢也可以去通过这个过程呢找到更多的一些话题可以去表达。 那么这个就是我现在在使用的清晨的三个技巧，并没有增加我的睡眠的压力，但是呢，每天似乎我至少可以有半个小时这样的一个比较有价值的时间花在做自己的事情上。再回顾一下，第一条，早晨起来第一件事儿，不要摸手机。第二条，早晨起来的第一个小时投资给自己。第三条，那么可以考虑写作啊，去整理自己的思路。 OK， 这就是这条技巧，希望能够对今天收听这期节目的你有一些帮助。如果感兴趣的话，请继续收听这期节目的英文版。感谢您的收听，我们下期再见。记得订阅狗熊有话说的播客，我们下期节目里面继续分享更多精彩的内容，拜拜。
I have a full-time job, one-on-one sessions with 5 different design students. I wrote a book in 3 months, and I make podcasts and YouTube videos every week. And also, I read 50 books each year. By the way, I'm a father of a 4-year-old, and don't get me started on those things such as cooking, housework,cleaning and other stuff. I think I'm productive, but recently I find a tip that can fundamentally improve my productivity to a brand new level. Sounds exciting? Let's talk it on Bear Talk. It's not just one tip, but 3. I've learned these tips during different stages of my life.And combine them together as a combination of tips that I can improve. And the magic happened. So please stay to the end of this video so that you will get all the juice from it. Right, so let's start with the first one. It's about your phone. First, don't touch your phone first thing in the morning.I used to default to checking my phone immediately when I woke up in the morning. Most of the time, I also scroll before sleeping. It was so natural to grab my phone, see what happened last night, and check any comments on my social media posts, new emails, etc. Without noticing, I could easily spend 30 minutes or even an hour on my phone before I get up.As a mobile product designer, I know it's not our fault. Those apps are designed to attract our attention and to forge the habit of browsing on and on. You can hardly win that war. So, how to win a war that you cannot win? Easy, just keep away from it. Every evening, before I sleep, I will leave my phone.To another room or someplace that I cannot reach. And every morning, before that, I used to check my phone first thing in the morning. But now, I just go to check my laptop or my notepad or just do something else. And by doing that, I keep the same sleeping pattern. I didn't spend more time or less time on sleep, but I have 30 to 60 more minutes.To work on something else. Checking my phone too often makes me stressed, so I feel happier every day by avoiding checking it first thing in the morning. That's a bonus. Now we have some extra time in the morning. What will you do with it? That leads us to the second tip. Invest the first hour every day for yourself. You might hearof the grid of emergency and importance. If we use urgency and importance to measure what we need to do or want to do, the most valuable things are not urgent but important. It might be learning a new skill to improve your performance at work, do more exercise to keep you healthy and happy, or read more books. Everyone has those things. Find those things.And use your extra time in the morning to do them.
Please don't jump to work immediately with that time. Use it to read, learn, exercise, or do something more important for you but not urgent. Third, start the time by writing. Julia Cameron, the author of Artist's Way, introduced a simple practice to discover our innate creativity in her multi-million bestseller book. In short, it's writing. She suggests getting a period, say, 3 months to write 3 pages every morning. I'm writing every morning since a few days ago, and I'm exploring writing for 3 reasons. First, I find that writing communication is so essential for a professional, and it was underestimated. Second, English is not my native language, so I will need more practice to make it as a powerful tool for myself. Third, as a content creator, I find writing is a good way to keep me thinking about those new ideas and to get them to form into a more tangible format that I can do in a later stage. But this is only for myself. Writing could be different or prioritized in different ways for you. So be sure that you can do something more important for yourself. Those are the 3 tips that help you become a productive master in the long run. First, don't check your phone first thing in the morning. Second, invest the first hour every day for yourself. Third, invest the time for writing. I hope it works for you, and let me know if you have any thoughts or any comments below. I also share other productive tips on this channel. If you're interested, check this. If you haven't subscribed to this channel, please hit the button below. And thanks for watching. Hope you're enjoying it. Let's talk again in another Bear Talk video. Ciao.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.